Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're on the road this afternoon. We're in beautiful Laurel, Mississippi at Farm Systems, Inc., Highway 84 just outside of Laurel. And what a great story this is. This great business literally burned to the ground just a few months ago, but it has been rebuilt. They're having their re-grand opening today. Huge crowd here outside of Laurel, and we're really happy to be a part of it. We'll have some representatives from Farm Systems, Inc. join us here in just a few minutes. But first, we want to get right to it. Bob Kelly and Dima, we're all on location this afternoon, and joining us on the phone is Andrew Abity, local sports writer extraordinaire Andrew Abity, who is now Dima Mixon. We understand Andrew is training like a big rock star, D1 training program.
Yeah, he came into to practice on a Thursday morning, and he looked like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and I was like,
"Is that right?"
I didn't know who it was, and I was trying to go get his autograph, and it was weird.
Andrew, tell us about this. How'd you get involved training and becoming the Hulk Hogan of Hattiesburg?
Well, you know, I wish the exaggerations were true. I wish I was a few pounds lighter with a little bit more muscle, but it's been a unique experience. But yeah, no. I guess it was during baseball season. We went to do we went inside on a whim to do our interviews for a press conference in the weight room because it was so hot. And somebody made a joke to Todd Makovicka, who's the strength coach for the baseball team. I need you as my personal trainer. And I was like, oh, light bulb. And that's kind of where the idea of this series came to be, where I kind of do workouts with a few of the different sports at Southern Miss's campus.
Dima?
Can you lift your arms yet? Is that possible?
I am back to normal. Baseball, I could barely walk for about 5 days. Basketball, I couldn't really raise my arms. Volleyball actually went well. So I'm thinking this series might finish up with volleyball. It's kind of to be decided with football, but it's been a, we'll call it an enlightening experience.
So what exactly are you doing physically? What are the routines they're putting you through, Andrew? Kelly wants to know. I think he's wanting to sign up.
So, you know, I've been doing this as I've been writing about the experience to try and, you know, be a little bit more informative along with my real personal opinion on what it's like going through it as just, you know, the average guy who just does daily exercise when he can. And, you know, alongside with that, there's the video element to it. This kind of tells a similar story, but a different perspective. But a lot of the workouts are, I try to focus on the ones that pertain to each sport. So for basketball, for example, I did a lot of different shoulder work. Everybody seems to love the TRX cables, which are just these straps that hang on to workout equipment, and they are my I hate them. I'll just say that. But you know, for baseball, you know, they try and focus on a full body workout, whereas basketball was more focused on a lot of shoulder care, just because you keep your arms raised almost the entire time through a basketball game. I was kind of interested in that, and a little bit on focusing the explosive mechanics, you know, being how much they jump and whatnot. And a lot of it has been trying to focus on the individual workouts they do, but also it's been interesting to see how the strength coaches keep track of each sport's data to try and analyze how their athletes' bodies actually feel and use that as a science to gauge on how much they should be working them out and where they can focus on working them out at.
No, see, I do resistance training. I just resist going to the gym at all.
I was about to ask you, Kelly, do you prefer
shocker?
Do you prefer the full body training or the partial body training when you're at the gym working?
I do, out, especially
Kelly?
During football season. I'm partial to 8-ounce wrist curls.
oh my Lord!
In my recliner, you know, you can fill in the blanks there. But still, no official starter, Andrew, for the Eagles. But I guess everybody.
Were you changing the subject? We're talking about exercise.
Well, I thought this was a Southern Miss show, though. We want to talk a little bit about football, don't we?
I thought you had an appointment at the gym in about 30 minutes.
No, that's
Andrew, I guess we should get on to football. Kelly seems winded just listening to you talk about working
Jim
out.
Beam would be
he's over here doing jumping jacks, and I thought I've seen enough.
No, I have an appointment with Jim Beam and Johnny Walker Black here in about a half an hour. But anyway, I think even Kentucky is even planning on the fact that Tate Rodemaker is going to be over center in game one, Andrew.
I mean, it's a safe bet. It's kind of obvious if you've read at least my stuff. I basically said it's Rodemaker's job, although I wouldn't say it's out of the question that Ethan Crawford steps onto the field either in game one or for the season. I mean, he brings a different dynamic of things for him. So, but yeah, it's going to be primarily Tate's job. It was kind of stating the obvious. If anybody saw the social media tweet a couple days ago.
Yeah, and when you look at this team too, you got a game that they open against Kentucky. The Eagles will be prohibitive underdogs. Then they play Southeastern Louisiana. They'll be the prohibitive favorites. So is it reasonable to think that we'll probably get a good real taste of what this Golden Eagle team is going to be when South Florida and Jacksonville State hit the schedule?
Yeah, I think the Jacksonville State's going to be the moment of truth. Now, to be fair, I think USF is going to be a really tough game for anybody, not just Southern Miss. They bring back a loaded offense that scored a lot of points. The quarterback that I would venture to say is going to be in maybe not Heisman or anything like that, but he's going to be in national conversations for the numbers he's going to put up. That's not going to be an easy game for them like it would have been in the past. But I do think, you know, I've seen the Vegas at 4.5 games. I've seen some people put them at 3 wins, and I genuinely believe this team is going to exceed those expectations.
Now, Mr. Bob, you've been doing this show a long time with Kelly, right? Have you ever seen him change the subject quicker than that?
Yes, when it comes to money, when it comes to paying for lunch, when things of that nature, Kelly could change it. But exercise is right there at the top of the list for Kelly.
Yeah.
Let me assure you that. Yeah. Have you ever exercised? Has there ever been a day that you, like?
Well, I'm doing that right now as I reach out and yawn here a little bit.
He couldn't walk up the stairs to see his daughter graduate. Oh, there.
No, he couldn't do that.
Why would I need to? I could see her from where I was sitting. You know.
Kelly exercised, Andrew. He had 3 barbecue sandwiches while we were here today, even though the ticket was only for one.
Exercising my right.
All right. So Andrew, are you closer now to putting a number on the number of wins? Just to repeat it so everyone knows, I predicted 7, Kelly 6, Dima 4. Where are you, Andrew?
I think I'll go the Vegas route, and I'll phrase it like this because I'm going to write a story on this probably next week, so I'll save my exact number. But I think outside of Kentucky and USF, I think every game they should have at least a 50% chance to win, and I do believe this team could get 7 wins, but I'll put it at 6.5 since, you know, people don't like certainty.
Yeah. Here's your chance, Damo. Are you off the 4?
My schedule prediction will come out next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Will that be after the Kentucky game
or
before?
It will not be after the Kentucky game. It will be before it. So you'll see my final number next week.
He's waiting for RFK to pull out of the race before he comes up with his final number.
Hey, no.
Real quick. Before
not politics.
Before we run out of time, Andrew, Kentucky sports writer told us earlier this week the strength of their team is their defensive front. Fair to say that's going to be the strength of the Southern Miss team as well. Is that an accurate assessment, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think this defense has the makings to be what it was in 2022. And if people remember, that defense was top 10 in a lot of national categories that season and pretty much carried that team. I think this team is more than capable of that. Clay Bignell made a very interesting point that Kentucky's offense is very similar to Southern Miss's with terms of all the motions and whatnot that they do. And I think that might actually play well for them, given that when most teams kind of see those concepts these days, it's a little more foreign. So maybe that'll help them in, with matchups and just, you know, kind of preparing with schemes. You know, Bignell is kind of like Armstrong in that sense, that it's very, very scheme heavy and, you know, kind of lets his players, at least up front, do a little. It's an organized chaos. That's probably the best way to explain it.
All right. Well, Andrew, we appreciate your input each and every week, man. Keep up the working out, and we'll look forward to, I guess, seeing him on the beach, right? I
mean, yeah.
That's logically where he goes next.
That's right. Especially when you're running the country.
Yeah. Andrew, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys, for having me back.
All right. Andrew Abbey, everybody. Great sports writer. Does
great
a wonderful job. All right. When we come back, we're at Farm Systems, Inc., and we've got the manager of the company, the head lady, is going to join us next. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. Come right back with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road on a Friday afternoon. We're at Farm Systems, Inc. here on Highway 84 right outside of Laurel, and we're very, very glad to be here for a number of reasons. This wonderful business has been a great advertiser and sponsor with our Super Talk station in Hattiesburg but the real reason that I'm glad to be here, and I've got Brian and Anna, the general manager and store manager, and I'll start with you, Brian, is because 6 months ago this building wasn't here, right? To let people who may not know, give them the background of the story of why we're here today.
So it was a Thursday night, high school football, as many of us in this area were. We were at the football game, enjoying a night, and our alarm started going off, and it's a fire alarm. And, you know, it's one of those things you think, well, surely that's not real. But we get here and it's real. The building's on fire, fire from end to end. Local responders were here. I mean, I can't say enough about how good our local fire departments did and first responders trying to help save this building for us. But it was a total loss that night. So it was fairly devastating for all of us here at Farm Systems.
Yeah. What was the cause? Have they determined that?
It was undetermined, something electrical in our office areas, nothing that could be pinned down. And we had lots of investigators looking at us. With the nature of our business, lots of people wanted to look and see why we burned. So nothing really could be determined that was definitive.
Now, Anna, you guys sell guns and ammo, right?
Yes, sir, we do.
Okay, so what kind of problem did that create?
Well, as with the ATF and all that, we had to account for every gun that was in the fire. So literally the next morning, we were still pulling guns out of the fire.
Really?
Verifying serial numbers, making sure we could account for every gun that we had.
Did the ammunition blow up?
It did.
Really?
We sat across the road and heard that going off on Thursday night.
Sounded like a 4th of July fireworks show is about what it sounded
Except
like.
These were real fireworks.
It was real
on.
Fireworks, yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's the bad news. The good news is the building is beautiful. You're full of merchandise again, and boy, Anna, what a turnout you had here today.
We had an
huh?
awesome turnout.
It's
I had to walk out here just to look at all the cars. It's,
yeah,
you know, just
yeah.
We're blessed in that way. We are super excited that everybody came out today.
So I know for you and all your employees, it has to feel good. Today has to be kind of an important day for
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. We've worked very hard over the last month and a half, especially just trying to get everything ready. So it's been just to see everybody turn out. it's been very heartwarming, I would say.
All right. Now, for people that may not know, tell us about your company. What all do you guys sell?
So Farm Systems gets its roots as a poultry company. We build and equip poultry houses in three states, Mississippi, Alabama, and North Carolina. In addition, we put all equipment that goes along with those, and we service and sell replacement parts for those. And, you know, what does a farmer need? A farmer needs hardware to go along with his poultry houses, and ultimately he needs guns to go along with his poultry houses. Farmers like to hunt. They're outdoorsmen. So we figure that's a perfect fit to have those in combination with each other.
But Nana, there's more to it than just that. You've got all kinds of clothing, and it's just a great place.
We have all of the hardware that you would need, everything that you need for your yard. If you're going to come in and just get what you need on a Saturday morning, it's great for the community because they can just kind of pop in here. We're not overly crowded, so we love to see all the faces come in and help with whatever you need.
Where does the genesis of this company come from? Where are your headquarters, and where all is Farm Systems Inc. located outside of Laurel here?
So our headquarters are in Gadsden, Alabama, and then we have operations in Oxford, Alabama, Luverne, Alabama, and then we have in Mississippi, we have Brookhaven, Forest, and Laurel, and then and we've got three new locations in North Carolina. But the thing that I want to stress is even though we're an out-of-town company, so to speak, we're all managed and operated by local folks. Right. Anna's a resident of the community. I'm a resident of Ellisville. We're hometown folks, even though technically we're based out of a different state.
No, I understand. And this is kind of a special weekend, right? Another way to save a little money. Talk about that, Anna.
Well, next weekend is our big weekend as far as tax-free. So what we wanted to do is this weekend, we passed on that 7% to all the customers that come in on the guns and ammo, just to, you know, create some excitement this weekend and get them in. But next weekend is our big weekend for the two-way weekend.
How important is that to this industry, that tax-free weekend?
That
on Second Amendment
tax-free weekend
stuff?
And Brian can probably attest to this is our biggest weekend of the whole entire year. Everybody,
really?
The community comes out really big on two-way weekend, so we tried really hard. That was our deadline that we tried to meet so that we would be back for everyone in Jones County.
Yeah, customers really respond to that weekend, and man, it's an all hands on deck type deal. I mean, what you saw today as far as crowds and excitement, that same thing exists on tax free day. I mean, it's a big deal for us, and we're glad to be back for our community to enjoy it.
Well, what a great time of the year for you too, because we're getting close to fall, cool weather, hunting season starts. Big time of the year for your business?
Right. This is our biggest time of the year, and kind of how it was last year in October, we were 100% set up to have a successful fourth quarter. So I think that's what was the hardest to see, is literally that just kind of go up in flames. But we are back, and we're trying to be just as successful this fourth quarter and be everything that we need to be for everyone. We still have inventory coming in weekly, new things, so just checking back with us. And we're just here to serve.
What is the if there's one overlying message that you'd like to get out to the public today as the store manager here, what would that message be?
Come and see us, because I like to give great customer service, and just we want to engage with everybody that comes in, and you come see us and feel at home.
And you, sir?
Anna and I wanted this to be a reunion-type atmosphere, because it does feel like a reunion to us. We've missed our customers. We've missed the people that we see on a daily basis. And we invite people still the rest of the day today and tomorrow and next weekend. Come see us. We want to have a reunion and get back to serving our community again.
It's not really too early to start thinking a little bit about Christmas shopping as well, right?
Man, these cool mornings, it sure makes it hard not to think about the outdoors and hunting season and Christmas coming around the corner.
Yeah, no question about that. Can you put into words what this has been like? I mean, I keep going back to it because it's just so unusual. And I know we had just met you guys, and we were all in partnership together, and I got the call from Ben that your store had burned down. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't believe what he was telling me. Describe what all this journey has been like, Anna.
So I had only been with Farm Systems for right at 6 months whenever the store burned. I was still learning kind of all the ins and outs of the guns and ammo. My background is in retail, but it's in clothing, and just learning all of that, and then just to see it go up in flames. But it has been a great learning experience as far as with the poultry and with guns and ammo. I've had to learn it from the bottom up, and ordering, learning just what we needed for the customer, our poultry customers, just all the way around. It's been a very informative learning experience. And I mean, just to rebuild from the bottom up, have my hands in it the whole time, it's as best as you can make out of the situation.
You've basically built this business twice.
Basically, that's correct. Yeah. And we've got a good team, man. We've got there's a lot of people behind the scenes that you guys probably hadn't seen today that have been here supporting us. Our families, man. Anna can tell you, our families have suffered for the last few months while we work long hours and lots of days that we wouldn't normally work. And I'm thankful to our families for putting up with us working like we've had to work.
Right. Mm-hmm. And coming in and helping. So, yeah.
Yeah, we've even made them come in and give us some free labor a time or two.
We do that occasionally at Super Talk. We we get some of the family in to help us as well. And you literally, I mean, you had to watch a building be built, but you had to totally restock your business.
Mm-hmm. So
you got a lot of merchandise in there.
Absolutely.
That had to take a while. How long did all this take from the time you got your building back, where they turned the keys over to you, to you guys could open up for business? How long was that process?
We've been 6 days a week for the past 2 months. A lot of weeks, 7 days a week.
Is that right?
And prior to that, Anna spent tireless numbers of hours placing those orders and entering purchase orders. I mean, she's worked her fingers to the bone trying to get us to this point.
We started ordering in February for spring in order to get our fall stuff here. So it's been an all year kind of thing getting ready for this day.
But as you move into the fall and you move into the fourth quarter, what is it you want people to know? What all can they come here and shop for between now and, can we say Christmas? Is it too early to say Christmas?
No. Absolutely not.
You know, anything that you want to get for that man in your life, we have it. If we don't have it, let me know because I'll find it for you.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also working on trying to get some stuff stocked for the ladies.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this would be a perfect spot for the husband to find what he needs for his wife or girlfriend, anything like that. For the perfect Christmas present, he can pick her up something too.
You know, the typical gilt items. You come in here and buy your gun, you need a gilt item to carry home to your lovely wife.
So within the next few weeks, we'll have all that stocked in and coming in. So, you know, it's a little bit of everything. We even have kids' toys now. That was something that we didn't have before. So a little selection of that. So just getting a little bit into
everybody.
Yeah,
girls hunt.
I know. We do.
Girls hunt.
We do.
So girls.
And we do have girl guns, and we do have girl clothing. So we're moving in that direction.
And I have some ladies' camo coming in. It just has not come in yet. So I'll have that covered for the ladies, too. We got her some boots already. Got some.
Now, is that a different style than men's camo? In other words, would you wear a different camo shirt than this man on a deer hunt?
You know, what I have learned about Mississippi is that bottomland camo is the most popular camo known to man.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loves that. So we get the same thing in the women's. It's just made a little bit different.
Made a little different. Maybe it's got a little bit of pink every once in a while on it.
Yeah,
hey, I can't tell you how happy we are for both of you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you to Super Talk. Y'all have been awesome for us.
Thank you for having us here. We're going to continue our broadcast from Farm Systems, Inc., the brand new Farm System.
Absolutely.
Highway 84 in Laurel. Stay with us.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We continue our broadcast from Farm Systems, Inc. here in beautiful Laurel, Mississippi. And we're glad everybody's with us this afternoon. I want to thank the store manager and general manager for coming out and chatting with us. This really is a good story whenever a business like this suffers a setback the way this company did to bounce back the way they have here. All right, been looking forward to this conversation today. Patrick McGee, longtime friend of ours, of course, I think was on the original week this show came on the air 10 years ago, and we get the word this week that our man Patrick has been promoted to the sports editor of the Times-Picayune. Man, congratulations, Patrick McGee.
Thank you. It's been kind of an emotional, really interesting week. You know, there's a lot to be done, and I'm really embracing this job. And you know, like I think I said in my social media post, if somebody had told me whenever I started you know, 25 years ago at the Hattiesburg American as a part-time ag clerk when I was in college. Somebody told me then that one day be sports editor, the Times-Picayune. They may as well have told me I'd be the, you know, sports, be one day be a manager of the New York Yankees. It's a big deal in our profession, especially here in the Gulf South, and to get here. And it's not just the Times-Picayune. I'll also be in charge of the sports staff at the Advocate in Baton Rouge, the Acadiana Advocate in Lafayette, and I'll also be working with our sports writer up there at the Shreveport-Bossier City Advocate in Shreveport,
wow,
which has only been around for a year. So we're a large organization. This is a, you know, I know sometimes I don't have the answers to all y'all's questions, but this is a big organization that we have, largest news organization in the state of Louisiana. And to now be in charge of the sports department for the company is really,
wow,
really, really, I'm proud of it, you know, and I'm really excited about the opportunity.
Well, you should be. Does this mean, Patrick, that all of us guys on the Eagle Hour will now have a suite at all the Saints football games to sit there with you in?
No, I won't even. I'm going to be the big picture guy sitting back. I'm not even going to be at the game. So y'all are going to have to ride some other big wig for a suite. I'm sorry, I can't even provide
that. Did you hear that, Damon? No suite.
Well, if I'm seeing Spencer Rattler play, I don't need a suite.
Well, I just find it ironic, Patrick, that that you, being the news hound that you are and sniffing out stories, are the subject of the story yourself, and your new employers asked you to sit on the story and not tell anybody. and
yeah,
you obliged them. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I tried to be a company man, you know, and do as I'm told, you know. I've seen other people that kind of get out ahead of the story, and I was just trying to be careful with
it. Well, good for you, Patrick. That's just a great promotion, and we're very, very happy for you. All right, let's get to the Saints. Give us your analysis so far. And I asked you this last week, but can you really deem anything from preseason football games, Patrick?
No, I think there was, in the game against 49ers, there was reason for a little bit of optimism the way the offense played there early. Had a nice, really long, I mean, just a time-consuming touchdown drive against the 49ers, and they ran the ball pretty well. The ground game hadn't been that great here in preseason preparations, and it showed up, and it was at least, you know, fairly solid there early in the preseason game when the starters were on the field against, good, you know, a good, talented team like the 49ers. But, no, you don't read too much into the preseason. But just seeing Clint Kubiak, new offense and everything, and the way those guys played there early in the game against the 49ers, I think that was encouraging.
Now, who's this quarterback you're so happy about, Damon? What's his name?
Happy? I don't know if
yeah.
I'm happy.
What's his name?
Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler. Damon seems to be a big fan, Patrick. Is he the franchise quarterback for the Saints?
No, he's kind of just barely keeping his head above water. Right,
well, that's
now.
The best thing I've heard him say since I've been on this show. I want it to be underwater.
Yeah, he's not, you know, I mean, you've seen tiny moments in it. You know, I think he's a guy that still has some potential. But no, I don't. He does not have that kind of it factor that I'm seeing here early in camp. And I was not a fan whenever the Saints picked him in the fourth round. The Saints have a long history of picking quarterbacks in the fourth round and they go nowhere. And I think of the guys they picked, you know, I thought, well, at least Rattler had some upside, a strong arm, some talent, but then you just see him through the preseason and I was like, if he's going to be an NFL guy and contributor, he's about 3 or 4 years away.
What do you say to those people who say he's like the next Kyler Murray or like Lamar Jackson? I mean, people are going crazy over him.
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, you just watch him throw. And some of the throws are fine.
It's
like, oh yeah, you know, he hits the easy toss, and you know that's, you know, but whenever he's, you know, supposed to make a throw with some finesse or put on the spot, I'm not saying he can't do that at some point, but he's sure as heck not doing it now.
Well, Patrick, you say he doesn't have the it factor, but every time Spencer Rattler comes on the field, I hear the fans go, "Oh, it." Or something that sounds like that, anyway.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of fans who this just wishful thinking. They think, oh, he, you know, we got our. They want to run Derek Carr off the field, but Derek Carr is 10 times the quarterback that Spencer Rattler is right now.
Now, I'm going to address all three of you about this. My wife, who at very best is a casual football fan, happened to be listening to the show last Friday. one of those rare occasions. And when I got home that night, she said, "My God, listen to those guys and you on the show. The Saints are just going to be horrible." What do y'all say about this? Y'all were so down in the mouth last week. I even felt sorry for you.
I mean, no, I don't think they're going to be.
Go ahead, Damon.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Ben.
No, I'm just, you know, I'm expecting nothing, and I guess we'll find out when it happens. I'm not good at, you know, this is not a season where I'm feeling good about prognosticating, you know, predicting anything. You know, I think I told you, I was like, they could win anywhere from 5 to 11 games this season. And, you know, if they stay healthy, I'm worried about the offensive line, some other spots. But if they stay healthy and things bounce their way, they could get in the neighborhood of 10, 11 wins. But I'm thinking closer to 7.
Well, wouldn't 10 wins be a great year, Demon?
Yeah, I don't think I was ever on the train that they're going to be horrible. But I just think they're the start of the schedule. You know, you need momentum. And when you go 1-4, or, you know, I think it's very likely they could go 1-4 to start the season. And so when you're at 1-4 with the cutthroatness of the Saints fan base already, they're already at Dennis Allen's throat. It's already one of the hottest seats in the NFL. If they start 1-4, I mean, they're going to be jumping ship at that point. It doesn't matter what they do the rest of the season. They know change is going to be happening. You can make the same argument for Southern Miss. If they start 1-3 or 1-4, you know, no matter if they get to back to 5-7, the fan base is done.
But Kelly, as a man that has a history of pulling for losers, what do you think?
The Saints, as far as the Saints go, I think Patrick McGee would be the Sergeant Schultz of prognostications. I expect nothing.
that's a good way to put it.
I mean, you can't be disappointed if you expect nothing, right? But I was nodding my head at Dima's response. I think he's 100% right. And I was even going to use the analogy between Southern Miss and the Saints. When we talked earlier to Andrew Abbedee about which game could be the telltale sign for Southern Miss, he went, you know, to the Jacksonville State game, and I'm thinking it could be as early as the South Florida game.
Well, last season against Tulane, that game shaped the season for me. I think that game was the game where people just said, "I'm done."
Yeah, you agree, Patrick? The first month will tell the tale for New Orleans.
No, I mean, I wouldn't say it will tell the tale. I just think they got to hope for 2-3 is probably a good start against a really tough start to the season. The back half are some games they could pick up. So just because they're, say, 1-4, I'm not entirely giving up on the team, but Dima's right. It's hard to build momentum off of that. But if they get a quick three-game win streak or something like that, you know, things could rectify.
And I don't know how much time we have left, Bob, but I wanted to ask Patrick this. I was watching the San Francisco exhibition game, and you're right, you can't really tell a whole lot about it, but I thought the defense for the Saints was very athletic, very aggressive, you know, attacking the ball. I thought especially the first half, the Saints defense to me looked pretty good.
Yeah, I think Chase Young has been a nice addition. He's been out there playing well in the preseason. He's a good athlete. He's, you know, for a defense that's a little on the old side, he provides a little bit of – he's not really – you know, he hasn't got that – He's played in the NFL for, what, 3 or 4 years, but he hasn't been that worn down because he hasn't been on the field that much. He just looks fresh out there. So I think he's somebody that if he has a big year, the Saints defense could be, you know, maybe a top 10 defense in the NFL. There's that potential.
Yeah, well, doesn't that give you a chance to win 10 or 11 games?
Yeah, yeah.
It would keep you in games.
Yeah, it keeps you in games, but you got to win them. You got to finish games, and they weren't very good at that for much of last year.
But I think the problem with it is the margin of error starts to go down, right? So, like, if you start 1-4 on the season, you got to put together a string of 5-6 wins in a row to get back within the playoff consideration. You know, there's just no room for error on the rest of the schedule. And with the Saints' history, they're normally going to have those one or two games where they just lose where they're not supposed to.
Yeah, but you know what, Dima? When you look at the NFL the last particularly 4 or 5 years, outside of the Chiefs maybe, there's a lot of parity. And I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are on that 10-9 win threshold that are going to make the playoffs just because there's so much parity elsewhere. So I don't think they necessarily have to win 12 or 13.
No,
I think they can even get to 9.
Right, but I think to get there, their margin of error still goes down.
Hey, Patrick, we appreciate you being on the show every week. And again, man, with all sincerity, congratulations. Couldn't happen to a more deserving guy.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it and appreciate everything y'all have done for me.
All right, Patrick McGee, everybody. And let me say, sports editor of the Times-Picayune. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it on every major podcast platform, also on Siri and Alexa. And we appreciate all of you that tune in every week by that method, and there are a lot of you, and we're very grateful to you for that. We're at Farm Systems, Inc. here right outside of Laurel on Highway 84, Bob Kelly and Dima, as we broadcast during the re-grand opening of this great facility here. What a real treat for Jones County residents to have such a great outdoor store here as Farm Systems, Inc. All right, Dima always catches us up on news and notes to wrap up the show. Let's hear it, Dima.
Southern Miss soccer in action last night against the 15th-ranked Auburn Tigers, and took the loss to Auburn 6-0. Strike that, 6-0 to Auburn out there in Auburn. Five Tigers scored in the match, led by Sydney Thibodeau, her first career goal in the match for the Tigers. So Southern Miss now 1-1, and they will move on to play this weekend at home, I believe, and they will play, as I'm pulling it up here, excuse me, they actually play on the road at Alabama. So they're going from Auburn to Alabama and Auburn on Alabama on Sunday, and then they go to UAB after that, and they play them out there in Birmingham before going to Ole Miss and then playing them in Oxford before finally being back on the road again. They don't have that many home games, believe it or not, this season. So a lot of interesting things for the soccer team, who's trying to just find their way back in the swing of things. You know, Coach Mo just trying to get that team back to what they were a couple of years ago when they made the finals in the Conference USA tournament.
But this is his standard modus operandi. I mean, play as good of teams as you can. Most of them have been in the SEC and on the road to prepare them. You know, Bob, the old Denny Crum theory of play. The preseason stuff means nothing. It's all getting ready for conference. And the stronger teams you play in the non-conference schedule will make you tougher for when the games that do count come around.
Yes, and Southern Miss football on the road to next week against Kentucky. The betting line has moved just a little bit. It was at 25 earlier this week, Kentucky 25-point favorites. That's gone up. So it opened at 24. Now it's up to 28, 28-point favorite. But the Southern Miss Golden Eagles are taking that public bet by 56. So 56% of the public bet is on the Golden Eagles to cover those points. The over-under is still at 50.5 points.
Oh, so Kentucky's favored.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was hoping you were listening right.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not a betting guy, but if I were, I think I'd be tempted to take 28 points in the Golden Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like if it's 38-17 and, like, Kentucky scores, like, a late trash touchdown, then you're out of money. So, like, anywhere above 30, I think I would take the points. But 28 to me, four touchdowns, I think I could see Kentucky win by four touchdowns.
Well, the other thing, too, though, when you look at the history of Southern Miss football, they're notorious for, number one, going on the road, number two, playing tough on the road. So I think that is kind of which doesn't surprise me that number has gone. A lot of people think that, you know, Kentucky, this is going to be an easy one for them, but they obviously haven't looked into the history of Southern Miss, because Southern Miss has always been, well, win or lose, they're tough. You know, they play tough on the road. So,
you know, this man paid you a compliment yesterday that you don't know about, and he was right about this. Yeah, you're a young journalist, but and we know you love Southern Miss, and you're a Southern Miss guy, but you're very, you have real objective opinions, and you report things like a sports journalist as opposed to just a fan, and sometimes that's not easy to do, is it?
No, I mean, I'm a realist. I always consider myself a realist, and I can just, if we're talking about the points here, you know, 28 points to Kentucky, I would think I would give Kentucky those points, because I think it could be like, you know, 49-17. That seems like a realistic score, and that would be within the 28.
So, okay, so you think Kentucky would cover? I'm with Bob. I think the Eagles would cover.
I think if
28.
It was anywhere over 30, I think I would take Southern Miss. Four touchdowns to me seems like a safe note.
Do we
note.
Think Kentucky
Don't put
is that
money.
Good?
I mean, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah. Well, but I think we're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, compared to, you know, compared to last season.
But, but we're talking football. And when you talk about college football, there is such a disparity. I mean, we've beaten that horse to death.
Right.
But there's such a massive disparity between the athletic budget at Kentucky, I'm sure, and the athletic budget here. And whether you like that or not, Dima, that's just a big factor. That's a dose of realism in the world of college football.
And, you know, we talked, Dima, about the South Florida and the Jacksonville game and how that could teeter as to what direction the Eagles season goes. Look, if this winds up being a disaster next Saturday, the rats might start jumping even before. You know, so there's a lot riding on this game and how the Eagles...
I hope the expectations are a lot more sound than they were when Southern Miss went to Tallahassee last season. And Southern Miss football fans on Twitter were saying that Southern Miss was going to take them to overtime and then got disappointed when they lost by 53. So maybe we should hone in some expectations just a little bit on the team.
You were at that, weren't you?
I was there for that, too. And when I saw that offensive line warming up and I looked over at Southern Miss's team and I was like,
I think I told you that happened to me at the Independence Bowl.
Yeah, I was like, it might be hard to run the ball at the middle.
Yeah, but you know that game that we never talk about, this Florida State game, and I'm going to bring it up really quickly as we get out of here. The referees took that game from us at Florida State last year.
I'm sure that the calls would they might have won by 51 instead of 53.
Well, still.
Hey, our thanks to Farm Systems, Inc. for having us out here. We're really grateful for the opportunity and want to congratulate all these fine people here. All right, the three of us will be back Monday at 1 o'clock. As always, we thank you for listening to the show. Until Monday, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.